Now, he says in verse 8, I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. Now, God said that he would put them back in that land during this period. And actually, more and more of them came into that land, so that there must have been, by the time that Jerusalem was destroyed by Titus, and I think that Flavius Josephus gives us some figures too, that there must have been around 12 million people in that land. Well, that's far more than are in that land today. Now, God says, I will hiss for them. Well, that word doesn't quite express it. I don't know how you'd translate it, but have you ever been sitting in an auditorium and have somebody back of you say, psst, psst, you know, like that, and you know somebody's trying to get your attention? Well, that actually is what the word means. And Dr. Unger gives it a new twist, and it's a good one. He says, I'll whistle for them. Well, I like that. God says, I'll whistle for them and gather them. Now, frankly, that looks forward to a return that has not yet been fulfilled, because God says in the very next verse that that coming together up to the time of the Messiah, and the Lord Jesus made it clear that Jerusalem would be destroyed after him, and it took place shortly after he was crucified and went back to heaven, somewhere around 33 A.D. And in 70 A.D., Jerusalem was destroyed, and these people were scattered throughout the Roman Empire. Now listen to him in verse 9, and he says, I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. Now, they're yet to turn again, what, to the land? No, to God. They have turned to the land today, but they have not returned to God. And it is the belief now of several expositors. I'm in agreement with them because I look up to these men, that they will probably go out of that land again. This is not the return that God spoke of. I am told that 20% of the people want to leave that land. A friend of mine returned from over there, told me this at the time I made this tape. He said that 20% of those people want to leave there, want to go back where they came from. And that includes even some of the Russian Jews. And that's a strange thing to me, but that's what he says. And that actually inflation is worse there and taxes are higher there than any place. It's not propitious to go to that land right now unless you just have a craving for it and you just can't do anything else. But God makes it very clear that he intends to scatter them, and he scattered them throughout the Roman Empire.